When a lie is big enough and so simple enough, you will have faith as to the world and what's going on, because there's a lot of people who feel hopeless and feel like there's nothing we can do to change the current world. But let me just say, it's just a matter of time, because if a lie is so big and simple enough for the world, and they just need to come to understand it over time, then it is just a matter of time for it to get out to the world. And it is understanding this belief in authority, which the Stanley Milgram experiments and the Stanford Prison experiments explain, as told in my last documentary I made. Very powerful documentary that I recommend you checking out. There's a lot of people who commented and said, man, this is very important information. Everybody must see this. Because there were these banned psychological experiments proving that people will ignore their own conscience and not do what's right and wrong just to follow the authority of some person they think has authority over them. But are they not just human beings like you? What gives them that authority other than your pure belief? And that's the thing. It's a belief system. It's a lie. And once you break this lie, you will see the world improve immensely in every single way. Because you see, the doctors are not giving out certain things they know are going to help people because their upper-ups, their governments, their regulated FDA, CDC, all these three-letter agencies in the United States are all preventing them from using certain things, and they can't actually administer what they want to administer because of their authority. And they think, say, oh, well, I just got to follow orders, the same way how somebody, has to go through the college education system and say, well, I have to just follow orders. I have to just take this test because they said for me to do so. I have to stay in line. I have to make sure that I don't, go against the teacher and what they say, because this is the way I have to learn. There's no other way. I can't teach myself. I can't be an entrepreneur. There's no other way. I have to follow orders. And you see this across society in every single field, real estate too. People will, do deals that they wouldn't do naturally, normally, as just human to human. They say, oh, well, because I have to follow orders, it has to be done this way or that way. Now, what makes it particularly dangerous, because there's always going to be people who follow orders, even though they probably should always do what is right and do what is moral, they will follow orders in those cases, but it doesn't necessarily deal with morality. Like, you're talking actually harming people. When they actually do harm people, it concerns government. Government has every law backed by violence, so somebody who's a cop or a politician, which they're getting their paycheck from stealing people's money, which is backed by violence, they also, every single law they pass is backed by violence. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a law, it would just be a recommendation, which would just be education. And that would be okay. If it's such a great idea, it doesn't need to be backed by violence, but apparently, their ideas are so great that they need to be backed by violence, and that is every law that is passed in government. So all these people, the cops, the politicians, are backing these laws because they say, well, we have to, it's the system, it's the law, and, it's legality, as if it is morality, and they take that as truth. They believe that a piece of paper is truth, that the piece of paper is morality. And that is a lie, because, again, those are just pieces of paper. Those people are just people. And to say that you can decide for others what to do with their own life and property is also a lie, because that is their ownership. So there's so many lies within government, but it makes it so dangerous because there's violence involved. Whereas if you looked at a business or a school or some other organization, healthcare, these doctors have autonomy over their own practice unless the government gets involved and says, you can't do this because we're going to use violence against you. So always when you add in the government, you're adding in violence to the equation. But when you take the government out of it, there's no violence in the equation. There might be some people who think, oh, I got to do this or I got to do that, but they're not morally obligated to do that. They can decide, oh, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. That's perfectly fine. I have the right to choose if what I want to do with my life. But with government, it's like, I don't have the right to choose not to give my money through taxation. I don't have the right to choose if I don't want to use a license or, a permission slip to travel place to place. But I should be able to, as a human being, decide where I want to go for myself. I mean, if you think it's right for people to be licensed to go from A to point A to point B, then why isn't it right to also make people have a license to walk from point A to point B? Where is the dividing line between walking and driving? you know, you're going to say, oh, well, one's more dangerous than the other, then it's very arbitrary and it's just people's opinions. And that's all law can ever be, is one person's opinion over another. So this is the lies, the fact that people think that you can do that, that other people's lives should be determined by other people, and that is slavery. Determining, say, well, I can claim ownership over your property, I can take it from me, if I can convince enough people, if I can make it sound right, if we get enough people to support it. I mean, just because the majority says something should be done does not make it right. Just because you wrote it on a piece of paper does not make it right. But all this is the same lie that something, whether it's a piece of paper or a person, has some authority over your life. No, we all have infinite value. We all own ourselves, and we can help each other, we can guide each other, but we can't dictate and tell others how to live their lives. The same way we can't say, you have to take this medication because I know it's going to heal you. It's like, you're not them. You don't live their life. They have to still make that choice for themselves. Why can't they have that choice? If they don't have that choice, then they're not free. What are they? If they're not free, they have to be a slave. And that's what we see with government. It never protects the rights of individuals. It always violates their rights. It is not something that creates freedom. It's something which always gets rid of freedom, because every law restricts freedom by its definition. It's not like there's a law that creates freedom, because freedom is already natural. It's already present. It's already here. Okay, so the lies come in to thwart and mess with and create illusions of the already present truth, the honest truth. And so it's just a matter of time for people to realize this lie is holding us back in our evolution and holding us back in our progress and not making us happy, not making us healthy. It's not helping humanity at all. And so it's just a matter of time for people to learn from that and realize what this lie is. And that's why you have people like Larkin Rose talking about what this lie is. He calls it the most dangerous superstition. That book is incredible. Okay, you have the Stanley Milgram experiments I mentioned, the Stanford Prison experiments, showing the exact same thing with the belief in authority, okay? That if you give some people, who doesn't matter how good they are, this power of authority, they're going to be corrupted. It's funny to me because people say power corrupts, and then they say, well, we need to put a new person in power. Well, then they're just going to become corrupted just like the next guy. And it doesn't matter who you put in power, because these experiments exactly demonstrate this, that no matter who you put in power, it's the power that's the problem, not the person. People want to say, oh, well, people are different, people do different things. Yes, they are. But also, you can't say a person is a god, because they're not. They're just an everyday person. Okay, so people are giving people more rights than they naturally have, and therefore they're creating inequality. They're creating slavery through their belief that it is legitimate, through the belief that, yeah, we can make gods out of men, that men can rule over others, that men can enslave others. And we got rid of this whole idea of slavery in the 1800s, but that's only 200 years ago. And not even 100 years ago, we had democide, millions of people dying because there were a bunch of soldiers who were following the orders of the few people, whether it was Mao or Stalin or Hitler, saying you need to go here, bring these people in concentration camps, bring them to the gulag, you know, chop their head off, whatever. It's been happening century after century, but over time people are realizing we don't need slavery. Actually, society works okay without it, and it's quite natural for us not to enslave one another. But back then it was common day practice. So for people to get out of that superstition, and it taking thousands of years, what makes you think people can't get out of this superstition, which is basically the same idea that humans own other humans or can own something that they don't own? This biggest lie is so obvious when you break it down even further, more than I just described to you, that it will help the people of the world be good as they are to be. People want to say there's a lot of bad people out there. Yeah, there's a lot of bad people. The question is, what makes that evil grow? And the only way it grows is when you give it power, when you give it legitimacy. If you say, oh, these people are not a gang, they're just government, and government is allowed to commit this action. But this gang, they're criminals, and they're bad, they need to be, you know, they're immoral. But they're both committing the same action of taking people's money and claiming ownership over the land. So just because they call themselves a government, just because they call it taxation, does not change the nature of slavery or theft or violence. Those actions remain the same place to place. It's like a government saying, well, this plant, marijuana, is legal here and illegal there. It's the same plant. What makes you think, where's the dividing line between what makes it good and where it makes it evil in a different place if it's the same stinking plant in the same stinking reality? And this is the thing, this knowledge is not just going to stay in one part of the world, it's going to reach the whole world. So this big lie is really going to reach the masses, and it's just a matter of time. Even if it can reach certain pockets of the world right now, 1% of people, and they feel like they're alone, they feel like no one's going to listen right now, if you continue spreading this message, it's just the matter of time because of how obvious and destined it is for this human species. And once you have enough people and the right people coming across this knowledge, there's no way you can stop it because no one's going back saying, well, oh, it was a lie, but I lied to myself about it being a lie. I was totally wrong. It's not a lie. No one's saying that. Once they understand this lie called statism, the belief in authority, no one's going back saying, oh, well, I got to go back to voting for Republican or Democrat. I got to go get a next law. I got to go vote for a new politician. No, because they understand the roots to what is freedom, and that is self-ownership. There is no other way. You can't put someone else into office and say, yep, I own myself now. That's not how it works. You can't say, oh, well, we passed a new law, so now I'm free. That's not how freedom works. Freedom requires your own self-ownership over your own life and property, and no one else infringing upon that. Being free to live your own life as you please, so long as you do not violate another person's rights, violate their freedom, violate their ownership. Because now you're creating slavery upon them and therefore asking it for yourself. You're saying, well, if I can enslave them, then slavery is a legitimate practice, and therefore other people can enslave other people, and now, guess what? The world as a whole is less free because you allowed slavery in its manifestation. So it's just this dynamic that humanity is going to be tipsy about trying to learn through the centuries, and now we have mass information. To think that the world just keeps cycling and keeps, you know, doing the same things over and over again is not true. Because we have technology. We have the printing press, which was not even invented since like the 1800s. One of the abolitionists that I talk about, Josiah Warren, first person to invent the rotary press. Incredible stuff. This guy also understood everything I'm talking about. The abolitionists were on point with understanding politics can't give freedom, understanding that you need to educate people for freedom, and yet 99% of the people and everybody in politics does not understand this, because if they did understand it, they wouldn't be in politics. They would be treating other human beings as human beings and being human beings and not saying, well, put me into office and I'll make everything better. Put this person to office, they'll make everything better. It's like, how could one person make the lives of everybody else better? No, everybody's got to make their own lives better. And that first starts off with empowering the people, giving the knowledge, saying, here, everybody, learn what was kept hidden from you purposely. Because knowledge is power, especially when it's kept hidden from people. And the right knowledge, which keeps people understanding this lie, you know, if that knowledge of honesty, of people saying this is what the lie is kept hidden from people, then of course they're going to be scrambling around finding, oh, this is the answer, but it's never the answer. So there's like a billion stinking courses out there of people like, know your rights, learn the Constitution, learn why the Constitution is going to limit government and how cops should act properly. It doesn't matter because none of that is looking at this biggest single lie that lives at the root to all these power systems that be. Okay? You're going to have tons of content creators holding on to strings as this lie gets out to the mass public. You're going to have people like Ben Shapiro and Lauren Southern on the right wing and people on the left wing like Destiny and Hassan Abbey or whatever. You know, these people are going to be holding on to their strings because their whole platform, their whole life, they've been promoting a message and they want to stay consistent with their message and they're not willing to question their own ideology. So what's going to happen is you're going to have so many new content creators come in, like Realization, Mark Passio, Larkin Rose, a lot of the people from the One Great Work Network, Derek Bros, you know, And a lot of the works from David Icke might come back, you know, stuff like this. And it's all going to come to the surface to people realize they need to expand their brain. They need to expand their mind past politics and see the infinite potential in human beings. And that infinite potential is freedom. Like, if you don't have potential without freedom. Freedom gives you the potential to do anything you want. It gives you the potential to be happy. It gives you the potential to be creative. It's a beautiful thing. And destiny is telling human beings that they need that in order to be happy, in order to have everything in this world. Okay, so people are going to learn through different turbulences. Yes, there might be different events in history that happen, but it doesn't matter because this knowledge is already out there. So now it's just a matter of time of it getting out there to everybody. And it will, because of how important it is and how much passion I see in people, not just like myself, but in other people. Like, people will say Mark Passio, his word, you know, his last name Passio spells passion because of how passionate he is. Larkin Rose, the same thing. You ever hear that man go on stage and speak out of his heart? Beautiful speeches. And yet people in politics don't even know who they are and probably are afraid of even talking about those ideas. The common response I get is, oh, I don't want to talk about philosophy. Oh, well, we're not here to talk about that. And oh, you know, we got to fight on all fronts, the libertarians will say, you know, because they want to promote candidates as well. They don't want to promote education. They don't want to expose the lie to the public. They're holding people back, saying, well, we got to play these games and stay in this illusion and say, well, we still need to legitimize authority and legitimize power positions so we can end power positions. That doesn't really make any sense. So there's people who, you know, profess to claim to know what freedom is, but yet they don't understand the underlying belief system that is holding people back from that freedom. So it's very important that people do that. And so you're going to have creators holding on to their strings, these politicians holding on to their strings and their power, because this is how they get their money, is through taxation and stealing it from people. But you also see that a lot of the philosophers, including you, who's going to speak up right now when you understand this knowledge, people like Lysander Spooner or Etienne de la Boetie. I mean, these people, Etienne was from the 16th century, and then Spooner was from the 19th century. These guys are not known by a lot of people now, but they are growing exponentially in their popularity. Somebody even said in Spooner's deathbed, like it was in a newspaper at the time, says, this guy I think is going to be very popular one day. And it's true. People are reposting his works on No Treason. Look up No Treason, and you'll read this by Lysander Spooner. Powerful document, right? Look up Natural Law by Lysander Spooner. This is also very powerful. It relates to Marc Passio's Natural Law. Now look up Etienne, right? I did a video on him, the first anti-statist, I called him. And he wrote something called A Discourse on Voluntary Servitude. The guy was like 19 when he wrote this. He was going into law school. Spooner was a lawyer himself. And yet both of them were so ahead of their time, understanding this mentality in the people and realizing, wait, we never gave our consent to government. Wait, consent is the whole deal. Government proclaims to get to that we have consented to rule over us. Like, no, we're born into this world. We're born onto a land that man proclaims to own and says you have to give them their money. It's like, I never consented to that. I never signed a contract. Like, who says I have to do that, right? So amazing stuff. And you see that there were newspapers at the time, The Liberator, you see Liberty that came after that, and they were predicting a lot of what's happening. And you can see that over the decades, and there were people in the 1300s talking about ending slavery, the Quakers were talking about ending slavery, some of the American founding fathers were talking about it, but it didn't happen till later on. But because the ideas kept spreading, it got to the point where it's like we couldn't ignore it. And there were so many people who just grew so passionate about it. They're like, it's so stinking obvious. We gathered all the information and all this year's worth of work. It's so obvious, we need to bring it to the public. And that's how it became big. So that's exactly how this is going to work out. I'd 100% agree with Larkin Rose when he says it's just a matter of time. It's so obvious, this lie. And these psychological experiments prove it. You know, the health of the world proves it. The politics of the world proves it. Everything proves this underlying mentality. And it's going to free so many people. So the only thing that can really stop this is bad health. I mean, this might, you might see this is why different things are happening in these years. But that's the only thing that can stop this. There's literally nothing else. Nothing's going to stop a mind that's free. Once the mind is free, everything else is free from there. And the mind creates everything in this world. So when people are thinking freely, and especially when they break the biggest lie, then all the other lies fall with it. It's the same way when people learn natural law, they start seeing everything else in their life. Man, am I eating right? Am I doing this right? Am I more conscious of my actions in general? You know, like their whole world opens up and they realize, man, I was asleep or I wasn't paying attention. I didn't see this bigger picture, and now I finally see it. And I was the same way myself when I was in politics. You know, we don't want to play the victim card here. We don't want to say, oh, you know, we have to identify with statism. No, we're all just human beings, but we all have had these experiences where it's like, we realized we were wrong. We realized there was more than what meets the eye. And this is definitely the biggest thing that is holding humanity back. No doubt about it. If you look at these experiments, I mean, the people who are following orders are laughing while torturing their fellow man. And you see this happening, you know, with people who follow orders as they grow insecure, don't know how to react, and, well, I just gotta follow orders, you know, while they're hurting somebody or while they're doing something they know they shouldn't do. Because they don't know how to react. They don't know how to fight back. But over time, if you give your courage, your persistence, and you do the right thing, and you share it with others, I mean, you're going to go down in history with these other guys I mentioned, and you're going to help make the impact that is necessary for this world. And so I encourage you to do so. You know, I care about this knowledge more than anything else in the world, and change is totally possible, totally possible. You know, if you think it's impossible, it's because you don't understand the superstition. You don't understand this biggest lie. You don't understand the end of all evil that Jeremy Locke says. You don't understand the only divide that Mark Passio says. And it's all the same thing. It's all this biggest lie, and it's called statism. Answer the questions I put on the screen. And, you know, I always do this in all my videos. Some people who follow my videos are probably like, oh, darn it, here he goes again. But you know what? It's so important. It's just a matter of time. And as more people keep sharing it, it's just a matter of time till people start to realize and at least start talking about it, because people aren't even talking about it. But from there, it's just going to fall apart because of how obvious it is. Remember that the first step, the first path toward honesty is being honest about lying. And that is the way that we get to the honest condition for humanity, the truth, freedom. You may say, oh, well, I want to do what's right and I feel limited. Don't feel limited. It's just a matter of time. Start speaking up about it. Speak up about what you can or cannot do. Be honest. Start being honest about the lies. It's the first step to embracing honesty. And then you can be fully honest. Set yourself up with that foundation, recognizing the lie. If you don't recognize the lie, how could you be honest? Just as how could you do what's right if you don't recognize what's wrong? Thank you.